There we go. And let's see, today's May 6, 2003, and we are going to do ATM lesson number 285. And the title is Interweaving the Back with the Help of the Hands. So if you remember last week, we did a lot of, in the sitting position, folding yourself with your head and neck twisted, folding and unfolding. And today we're going to work with the spine more twisting and turning, rotating. So take a moment as you're lying there and observe how you're resting on the floor. Sense and notice how your shoulder blades are resting on the floor, how your mid-back and lower back is resting, how your pelvis lies on the floor. And now very gently and slowly roll your head a little bit to the left and to the right, just enough to sense the quality of the movement this morning, the range. Do you sense for yourself that your head likes to roll easier to one side, just naturally rolls off to one side more than the other? And if you do observe that about yourself, notice if there's a relationship to your spine. Being, does the spine feel like it's slightly turned or rotated to that side? And then bring your head back to the center and take another moment to lie on your back and sense your breathing, notice all four parts of your breath today, your inhalation, the pause, the exhalation, and your pause. Now roll to your side and come up to sitting. Just as we did last week, you're going to sit with the soles of your feet together, your knees open. Bring your feet together. There you go. And now lift your right arm up straight out in front of you. And then bend the hand and the forearm so that you place your right hand on your left shoulder. And with your left hand, come underneath your right elbow to support it. Okay? So you're not really, you don't have to really hold it, but more like supporting it, holding it. That's it. And now begin to do a movement of taking your right elbow to the left so that you could slide your right hand along your left shoulder as if to caress your back. Last week we had the elbow up towards the ceiling and now your elbow is forward. And see if the movement is just coming from your shoulder, or is there any movement turning in your ribs and spine? So as most movements go, there's a couple options here. One is to keep your trunk very still and just to do the movement of the shoulder blade and the arm. And then the other is to feel a connection of the spine wanting to turn as well as directing your right elbow to the left. So explore both of those possibilities. They're both valuable for different reasons. Good. Now pause for a moment in sitting. And come back up into the same position. So once again, you bring your right arm straight out in front of you and then bend the forearm so that your right hand is on your left shoulder. And start to support your right elbow with your left hand. Start to slide the right hand over your left shoulder. That's it. Take the right elbow to the left. And now begin to involve your head and your eyes and your face. So it means everything turns to the left. And see if you can keep your nose in a way lined up with your elbow. So your starting position in a way is that your elbow is directly in alignment with your nose. And then as you take your elbow to the left, you feel how your face, your head, your nose follows. So there should be very little feeling of anything happening in the neck by doing this, that you feel you're turning, you're twisting, you're rotating through the spine. Good. Now the next time that you take the arm and the elbow over to the left, allow your head and eyes to turn to the right as if you're going to look over your right shoulder. So you do the opposite of what you were just doing. And notice how this differentiation affects your trunk, your spine. Is your spine inhibited by your head? So can you still allow your trunk to turn to the left, but your head and your eyes turn to the right? Or does your trunk need to follow your head and your eyes? It's an important question to ask yourself. Good. Let it go and rest on your back. Please return back up to sitting with the soles of your feet together. Knees are spread open. And bring your arms into the same configuration. So that means the right elbow is straight out in front of you. The right hand rests on your left shoulder. And you use your left hand to support the right elbow. That's it. And now this time, begin to turn everything to the left and then everything to the right. And again, see if you can keep your nose with your right elbow lined up. So there's very little input from cervical rotation. It really feels like the turning, the rotation is happening more deeply down your spine in the thoracic area. That's it. Good. Now continue to take the elbow just over to the left, but alternate your head and your eyes. So that means your head and your eyes and your face look once to the right and once to the left, but you always take the elbow over to the left. Good. Now pause just for a moment, rest your arms, and we're going to change over your legs so that your right leg stays bent in front of you, but you swing your left leg now around to be resting behind you. That's it, the side sitting position. Very good. And now, being in that position, bring yourself back to the same situation. That means your right elbow straight out in front of you. Connect your nose to the elbow. And now start to take your elbow once again over to the left and take your face one time to the left and then one time to the right. Okay. Cramp?
No, I just can't. I don't have any. I can't. This.
Well, just do a little. Just figure out how you can do it. So for many of you, the sitting situation changes things significantly. That's it. Because when you're taking your elbow to the left, it brings more weight onto the left sit bone. That's it. And you can let that right knee come up if you need to. Very good. Rest on your backs. Roll to your side and come up to sitting. And this time we'll change our legs over to the left. So that means the left leg will be bent in front of you, the left foot towards your crotch. And you swing your right leg behind you. So that means the right foot, the right heel is near your right cheek or buttocks. Right? Good. Bring your right arm up once again. So the right hand is resting on the left shoulder. Once again, support the right elbow with the left hand, and now turn everything to the left. Keep your nose and your elbow connected. So you kind of restrain yourself from overturning in your neck by keeping your nose and your elbow turning at the same pace, the same time. Is this easier for the pelvis and the spine now? Now, as you continue to turn, continue to slide your right hand a little bit further back your left shoulder. That's it. So you have the two movements going on at the same time. You're turning, but there's also a sliding, a caressing, which pulls the right shoulder blade around more. It widens the back. That's it. Good. Now come back to the center and just pause for a moment. You can rest your arms. Notice what it's like sitting in this side sitting position for yourself, where your weight is in your pelvis and your hip joints. Do you have more weight on the left sit bone than the right? Okay, and bring your arms back up into the same situation, but really pull the right arm to wrap around so that you can now bend your nose down and place your nose in the little pocket that's provided with your right forearm. Right? You got a little gap there so that your forehead's almost leaning on, resting on your arm. That's it. Now in this situation, begin to take your head and your right elbow down towards your left knee. So you start to fold yourself. This is some of the work that we did last week. So this is folding, rounding, flexing. And your intention is to take the right elbow in the direction of the left knee. And there should be very little strain on the neck because you should be supporting your head by your arm. So even if you need to lift your arm up really high, like above your nose to support it, and then lower. So if you don't want to drop your neck down. Good. Now bend a little bit more forward, straight in front of you. Not so much over to the left knee, but as if you were going to take your head and the right elbow right down to the floor, somewhere in front of the left shin. And the next time that you go down, pay attention to the coming up. Can you also start to take your right elbow up in the direction of the ceiling? That's it, Susie. And again, notice what's happening in your spine. Your breathing. And your head and your neck should be very, very relaxed and feel very, very supported by your arm. Great. Slowly let it go and rest on your back. Come up to sitting again, please, in the same configuration. So I believe that was with your left leg in front and your right leg bent behind. Again, bring your right arm across yourself in front of yourself. And again, if it feels like it's too much to lower your head down to your arm, raise the arm up a little bit. So you either can do it this way or you can do it this way. Okay, so if you need to raise the arm up so that your cheekbones are resting on the arm. That's it. And really wrap the right hand around the shoulder blades. A very tight. That's it. Firm hold. That's it. Now, once again, begin to fold and lower yourself right down to the center. And then again, unfold so that you're lifting that right elbow and your head up towards the ceiling. And feel how you can arch your spine, lift your sternum. That's it. The belly comes forward. So there should be very little tipping happening in your pelvis. So some of you are tipping forward and back, but you really want to be folding right over yourself and unfolding. So you're very stable in your pelvis and hip joints. Good. Now the next time that you come up, really come up to a place that you can stay up there with your right elbow and forehead directed towards the ceiling and begin to move the right elbow and head a little to the left and a little to the right. That's it. So you're turning with your spine elongated and lengthened. Again, there should be no strain in your neck whatsoever. Good. And pause and rest in sitting for a moment. Go ahead and bring the soles of your feet together and sit. Rest like that. And as you're resting and sitting, just observe and notice how you sense and perceive your right arm compared to the left. Go ahead and lift your right arm and feel how light or heavy the right arm feels. See if you can raise it all the way up to the ceiling. And then try the left arm. What's different? Good. And rest on your back. Once again, come up to sitting, and let's start with the soles of your feet together. And now we're going to begin to work with the left arm. So first lift the left arm, and then bring the left hand to rest on the right shoulder blade, as we did in the beginning. And then you use your right hand to support the left elbow. And then you start to slide the left hand over the right shoulder blade. The same time, feeling the turning and the twisting of the spine now going to the right. When we move in a rotational direction or turning, twisting, we often experience a larger or greater difference between the two sides. So notice if this side is easier for you to turn to, or perhaps it feels a little more challenged. Let your head and your face and your eyes follow with the left elbow. That's it. And pause for a moment in sitting. Come back up to the same position again. Left arm up, left hand on right shoulder. And this time, as you take your left elbow to the right, take your head and your face to the left. And notice what you're doing with your trunk. Does your trunk follow the movement of your left arm going over to the right, or does it want to connect and turn with your head and your eyes? Good. Now, change over your legs so that your right leg stays bent in front of you and you just swing your left leg behind you. Bring your arms back up to the same position. And now start to turn everything over to the right. That means your trunk, your head, your nose. That's it. And continue to slide that left hand along the right shoulder blade. Just become aware, is it easier to sit with your legs in this direction, this side sitting? Are you keeping your nose lined up with your left elbow? Very nice. And let's rest on your back. Roll to your side, come up to sitting in the same position. So that's the right leg bent in front of you. The left leg is bent behind. That means the left heel is near your left buttocks. That's it. And the sole of your right foot is in your crotch. And once again, bring your left arm up and really pull it around so that you can now place your nose, your forehead resting in that space with the left arm. And again, if you need to lift the arm up higher so that you don't lower your head as much, that is also possible. Great. And now in this position, begin to lower yourself down towards the right knee, thinking of directing the left elbow towards the right knee. That's it. And thinking of all your movement coming from your back. That's it. Nothing from your neck. That's it, Sonia. Your head and your neck should feel completely weightless. you give all the weight of your head to your left elbow and arm. It's an extremely safe position for the head and the neck. And it's really your spine and your ribs that are folding and unfolding. Good. Now begin to direct yourself straight in front of you. So you're now folding yourself down with the left elbow as if to touch the floor right out in front of your right shin. And as we know, it's not important to touch the floor. It's more the intention of folding oneself in that direction. And become aware of the unfolding. Can you start to unfold even beyond the neutral point so that you start to lift that left elbow and your face and forehead up towards the ceiling? Notice what that does with your left armpit, the chest, the clavicles, how your back and spine extend. Good. And just take a moment to pause and rest in sitting. Come back to the same position. Right leg in front, left behind. Bring your left elbow out in front. Lower your forehead onto the elbow. Support the elbow with your right hand. And now lower yourself down and then unfold, lifting that left elbow high into the air and keep it up there. And now just move the left elbow left and right. So it means you move your whole back to the left and to the right. That's it. Very nice. And perhaps you could even begin to make a circle with your left elbow. Is it possible for you to draw a very big circle out in front of yourself? Go very low and then way up high. That's it. And feel the amount of folding, twisting, and turning that's possible with your ribs and your spine. Very nice. And rest on your back. Please roll to your side, come up to sitting. Return to the position of the soles of the feet together. Your knees are spread open and apart. Good. And now with your left arm, you're going to bring your left arm behind your back. We did some of this, I believe, a little bit last week. So you slide your left arm along your back as if you were going to scratch yourself, but with the back of the hand, right? So first just bring the left arm behind and start to slide the top side of your hand along your back. Just become familiar with that movement. And then with your right hand, get a hold of your left wrist and begin to pull the left arm further and further behind you so that your left elbow actually comes behind you and your right elbow begins to turn forward. So again, it becomes a movement of the entire trunk and spine. The only way you can bring the right elbow in front of you is by turning your spine. So it's the same movement we just did in front, but you're adding some length in the back. So your nose follows the movement of the turning of your chest. So think of your nose being connected now to your sternum. That's it. And each time, think of bringing that right elbow further and further around you, as if you could possibly bring it in front of you to touch the soles of your feet. But turn your nose, Danielle, with the rest. Yeah. That's it. And as you're turning, begin to fold yourself as well. So think of lowering your head, lowering your shoulders. That's it, Christy. Good. Good. Okay, and let it go and let's rest on your back. Come back up to sitting in the same position, soles of your feet together. Once again, bring your left arm behind your back. Grab your left wrist with your right hand. And continue the same idea of bringing the right elbow forward, the left elbow behind, but turning your face and your eyes now to the right. So you look over the right shoulder as you bring that right elbow forward. That's it. Good. And now the next few times, let your head and your eyes and your face look to the left. And see if that's a little easier now to bring that right shoulder forward. Good. And now at the same time as you're bringing the right elbow and shoulder forward, think of bringing the left knee up a little bit as if the left knee was coming towards the right elbow as well. So that they would somehow approach you in front of yourself. So again, it's the right elbow and left knee. So that means that you end up shifting your weight more onto your right sit bone. That's it. Good. Pause for a moment and just change the leg. So you're going to bend your right leg now in front of you and swing the left behind. Come back to the same configuration with your arms. That means the left arm behind your back, the lower part of your back. You grab on with your right wrist and you start to bring the right elbow in front of you, bringing the left elbow behind you. As if you were going to bring the right elbow down towards the floor, somewhere in front of your right shin. That's it. Allow your head and your eyes and face to follow your sternum. Good. Come back to sitting for a moment and change over the legs. So that now means your left leg is bent in front of you and the right is bent behind. That was very nice that some of you could do it without changing your arms. And now continue this idea of pulling on the left wrist, bringing the left elbow behind you, allowing the right elbow to come forward, and observe what it's like now with your legs in this configuration. Feel as if you turn completely around yourself, very much like a corkscrew. So as you turn, you get taller and elongate. Some of you are pitching your trunk and torso forward, out away from you. But think of turning around yourself so that your head stays fairly straight over your pelvis and you're just twisting around yourself. That's better. It creates a higher torque in the ribs, in the spine, yes? Good. Okay, let it all go, rest on your back. Roll to your side, come up to sitting with the soles of your feet together. And let's go back to the original position, which was your right arm you brought straight out in front of you, and then place the right hand on your left shoulder. Use your left hand to support the right elbow. And gently fold yourself down and then unfold, lifting that right elbow and your forehead up as high as you can in the air. And just see if that feels a little easier now. Good. And you can rest your face or your forehead on the arm. That may make it even easier. So your forehead would be resting in the space where the right elbow is. And just feel the amount of extension and length now in your spine. Good. Okay, and pause for a moment, sitting. And now please bring your right arm behind your back. Grab a hold with your left hand. And start to slide the right elbow behind your back. And think of your right elbow coming forward, twisting in front of yourself as if you were going to place the left elbow either in front of you or down towards the soles of your feet, feeling how your nose is connected to your sternum. So the amount that your trunk and chest turns is the amount that your head turns. And again, notice and observe for yourself what the rotation is like for you on this side. Okay, and pause for a moment. Go ahead and rest on your back. Come up to sitting again. Soles of your feet together, right arm behind your back. Get a hold of the right wrist with your left hand. And this time, as you're pulling on your right wrist and bringing that left elbow forward, allow your face and your eyes to look back towards your right shoulder. So as you're turning and really trying to bring that left elbow forward, your face and your eyes follow the right shoulder. Now look, actually look at your shoulder. There you go. And again, you're mentally thinking about bringing that left elbow to come somewhere out in front of you. And you're pulling on your right wrist. There you go. And it's interesting, observe yourself and notice some of you turn to move behind yourself. Pay attention to where your center is, where your pelvis. And as you're twisting and turning and bringing that left elbow forward, do you fold behind yourself or do you come in front of yourself? So experiment, try both ways and see what that means for how the ribs bend and fold, the rotation. And can you let your head hang? You can still look at your right shoulder, but your head doesn't have to be up. What happens when you let your head hang and turn and twist? Very much like what we did last week in the ATM. Good. And rest on your back. Come up to sitting again, soles of your feet together. Get a hold of the right wrist so your right arm is behind your back. And once again, directing that left elbow to come around yourself as if to come forward and touch the right knee. And you can lift the right knee and bring it towards the left elbow. That's it. So it throws your weight and your balance over to the left sit bone. Good. Good. And come back to the center. Pause for a moment. Rest your arms. And now bring your left arm straight out in front of you. Cross it over and place the left hand on the right shoulder. Use your right hand to support the left elbow. You can lower your head to rest comfortably in the gap there. So somewhere around your forehead, eyebrows, that's resting on your left upper forearm elbow area. And now begin to fold and lower yourself down. And then unfold, taking that left elbow way up into the sky towards the ceiling, feeling how your back and your spine can lengthen and extend, how your chest and the left armpit opens up. And each time, see if it's easier to also fold down. And again, how do you fold? So some of you fold by rolling your pelvis and spine behind yourself, and some of you fold forward so that you take your spine and your head and trunk forward down to touch your feet. So try both ways. Again, there's not a right way with this method. It's more to understand what the different options access in yourself. So why would it be useful to fold behind yourself? And then why are there times in life that you would fold in front of yourself? So you fold in front of yourself if you're reaching out towards something, right? If you wanted to get something in front of you. But there might be times that you need to fold behind yourself. Good. Pause for a moment, just resting and sitting. Now, one last time, bring that left arm across yourself. Place the left hand on the right shoulder. Support it with the right hand. Lower once again your forehead, your eyebrows to rest on the arm. Again, lift the arm up higher if that's easier so your head doesn't drop down so much. And now begin to make a circle with your left elbow. And you can start with a small circle and then try a bigger circle, feeling how your entire spine and rib cage folds and unfolds, how you shift your weight in your pelvis. And really notice the unfolding phase, the phase when you can really bring that left elbow way up towards the ceiling, really exaggerate that part of the circle so that the ribs really lift high and open up. Now, can you change the direction? That's it. Okay, and pause for a moment. Just rest in sitting. Now let's just change over the arms. So for the last time, bring your right arm out in front of you. Fold the right hand over the left shoulder. Support the right elbow with your left hand. And then place your face in that space. So again, it's important for you to feel if you need to lift the right arm up higher so that you don't need to lower the head and the neck so low. That's it. And now begin to make a circle with your right elbow. Really lowering down and folding and then unfolding. See if you can change your intention from being the elbow to making a circle to how your ribs are folding and unfolding and lengthening. How the ribs under the right armpit and the left can open up as your right elbow goes towards the ceiling. That's it. Great. And change directions of the circle. Many of you already have, which is wonderful. Is to find that moment when you feel like you can change the direction without interfering with your breath and your breathing. Great. Okay. And let that go and rest on your back. And as you're resting on your back now, just take a moment to observe how you're lying there, how you sense and perceive each shoulder blade and your spine, your pelvis and your legs, how your arms lie along your sides. Slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the left and to the right. Again, observing the quality of the movement, noticing what's changed in the way that you roll your head to each side now. So in this lesson, there was very little cervical movement, yet there's a profound effect on the cervical spine from the thoracic spine movement. That's the middle part of your back. And connecting the arms to your back and spine in this way frees up the cervical spine tremendously. So it's actually an ideal lesson for one that's been in a car accident. Because what happens in a car accident is that you're held in the trunk by the seatbelt, so your head gets thrown forward and back. It gets almost too much movement, and it feels like it's separate from your trunk. So this lesson stabilizes your head with your arm and your trunk.
Shoulder,
yeah. And now take another moment to observe your breath and your breathing, your inhalation, the pause, the exhalation, and the pause. And And now in a moment, I'm going to have you come up to sitting and standing. And as you do so, just have in the back of your mind an awareness of how you do come up to sitting and what things that you just learned or what movements that we just did in this lesson that pertain to how you actually bring yourself up to sitting and to standing. So when you're ready, that's it, go ahead and come up. And just notice how much turning, twisting, lowering, raising is required to move through space, to go from a lying down position, even to a sitting, and then coming up to standing. Good. And then once you're standing, observe how it feels in standing, the weight distribution on each foot and leg, how you sense and perceive your shoulders, your spine. And then raise your right arm up towards the ceiling and lower it and just feel how light and effortless that feels now. And then your left. Good. And go ahead and take a walk around the room. Good. Okay, so we will see you next week. Have a great week.
No, we sign up today, right?
It is.